Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
We are moving on in a good way, and we are being led by the Spirit of the Lord on this show. Thank God for the first hour as well. The discussion that we are having is so good. It's so good. We are having a covenant that cannot be broken. The covenant with God the Father, God the Son, and also God the Holy Spirit. That very same covenant is the covenant that Christ died for on the cross. And he was dying for each one of us. His blood came out for us. Today we are enjoying what he says, and he did. When you read the book of Isaiah 53, it talks about him. He bled and died, and he was afflicted. He's a man of sorrows, acquainted with our grief. In other words, he knows each one of us by our names. What a great God, what a wonderful God, and what a loving God to each one of us. That makes us to be grateful to the Lord. Expressing our gratitude to him, it's good, because it is coming from the living word of God. Back to the music on Intimate Moments on your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. Nikone ka similar taka na Tumishang Silike. This one is beautiful. It says Amuhela.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
A very warm welcome to the final hour. Intimate Moments on your favorite top gospel radio station, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. Thank you for joining us. In this hour as well, we are still looking at scriptures being researched, reading, and meditating on it. And I'm so grateful to have once more in this hour Professor Elijah Baloyi, the servant of the Lord. Now, we are so grateful to know that the Lord Jesus keeps us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. That's what he's doing at the moment. We are not kept by our own strength. We are kept by the strength of the Lord. And that makes us to be so focused, looking unto Jesus, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, being the finisher and the author of our faith, it means that favor is our portion, healing is our portion, grace and peace is our portion. Be grateful to know as well that he will always be with you. And he promised that when Joshua died, the Lord promised, Moses died, that he promised Joshua, "I am going to be with you." When you read Joshua chapter 1, He says, every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, mina Shikwembu, I'm gonna be with you. Tembi Nkosi, ulondoloza umhlaba. Let's hear the final. Oh, not the final. Some of the things that we need to know before we say finally in terms of our discussions with the servant of the Lord.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Well, we're moving forward. Like I said, my family, earlier on we spoke about the Word of God being the hammer. Let me just read a little bit. My family, Professor Elijah Baloy is still here. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse number 29. It's not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. And I'm saying the servant of the Lord explained this verse very, very, very well. The use of the hammer. What is it that the hammer is used for? And of course, now, Mfundisi, we see Samuel, when God was speaking to him, he did not let down the word of God. Riwela Hansi, talk to me, and you would love to read.
Thank you so much. Let's read from First Samuel chapter 3, verse number 19, and it reads as follows. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of God, of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through the word. Ah. You see, if we keep coming back to the word in the Temashakini, the word of God, it's not like a human word. This is a creative. We are talking about power when we talk about the word of God. Then the Bible says, as Samuel was growing up under the supervision of Eli, under God, then the Lord was ensuring that nothing of his word falls away to the ground from him. So in other words, he was very sensitive to the word of God. He grew up reading the word of God as he was growing up in the temple. And this made Samuel a great man. When we read moving forward, it says he was made a great prophet. Remember, Samuel was the first prophet to be anointed after the kingdom of Israel was established. He was the first one to be anointed by then when the Israelites the post-exilic period, when the Israelites asked, we wanted a king, then he was anointed. And he was, you know, he was made to be a big prophet. Because the Bible is saying, the Lord continued to appear at Shiloh. And there, he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. God can reveal himself to us through his word. And if you want revelation of God, go to the word of God. If you want to know who God is and what he wants from you, just go straight to the word of God. If you want to understand God, if you want a good relationship with the living God, just go to the word. And this is what Samuel was doing. Remember in the beginning of the first book of Samuel, we were told that Samuel was born during the times when visions and dreams were no more. God was no longer appearing to the people. But the birth of Samuel brought back that which was not happening during the normal times. And God started appearing and calling on Samuel at night. Meaning, when you are born of the Spirit from the word of God, you make things that are difficult to appear, to happen. and you make sure that people who do not hear God, they start hearing God. And that was Samuel, for that matter. The Bible says, from then onwards, from Dan to Bathsheba, they started recognizing him as a prophet of God. I like this. It sometimes baffles us when people do not recognize the men and women of God outside there. But it also depends on how they conduct themselves, what they do, how do they view the Bible. And Samuel was recognized not because he was beautiful, not because he was tall, not because he was rich, not because he was educated, but he walked with God in his word, and he kept the word of God not falling apart. Listener, if we keep the word of God into ourselves, you know we are going the right direction.
Yeah, when we keep the word of God indeed within us, we will be in the right direction. No wonder, Mfundisi, you hear Paul speaks in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. You read from verse 10, and in verse number 17, he says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Rwalani shuku xa ku hlayiseka, mi va mitamela fumu ra moya, ri nga ri tora xikwembu.
Kari.
Talk to me.
I mean, previously we just spoke about all the other metaphors that I used to explain the word of God. But the word of God, biblically speaking, has been used as a weapon to defeat the devil. And when we fight the sons of the darkness, when we fight the devil, we use the word of God. And Jesus Christ, like I indicated in Matthew, he was an example to say, "Oh, the devil, you are saying this, but this is what is written from the word of God." Until three times when he was being tempted by the devil, and then the third time he quoted the scripture to him, the Bible says the devil vanished. He left him alone. Because whenever you want the devil to move away from you, be using the word of God. Speak the word and the devil will not stand the test of the time. If you want the devil to vanish from your house, from your workplace, from everything, from your finances, from your children, it's all about speak about the word of God.
Now,
meditate it.
Yes, I love it. It brings me back to what we said earlier on. Joshua as well was told, Mfundisi, to meditate. And you are quoting Hosea Christ as well, saying, "Man shall not live by bread alone." It means that we must speak. Why speaking the word of God? Why declaring it, Prof?
Thank you so much. Number one, we must not hide the word of God, the Bible, inside our houses, only to have it on a Sunday when we go to the church. This must be a routine of making sure on a daily basis you have got a piece of scripture to read that must talk to your life. And that is point number one, if I have to answer your question, Tate Mashaken. Number two, the power that is within the word of God, it is not equal to any power that a human being can have. And by the moment you speak the word of God, you are speaking its power out. You're voicing out its power, because whatever you say about the word of God, the Holy Spirit is working, it's within the word, and he is making the power to manifest. Because God manifests through what he says, through what we say. That is why when we read from the word of God, we are told that whatever we want to see happening, we must decree it and we must declare it. Life and death is within our mouth. That is what the book of Proverbs is telling us. If we want life, we speak it out. If we want death, we can also speak it out. So what you speak determines how powerful the word of God will operate within your life. But if you speak human-centeredness and then you don't want to speak much about the word of God, you know the lesser the power that you will have. And we victimize all our enemies through the word of God.
Now, we speak the word of God because when we speak it out, the servant of the Lord is saying there is power that comes from our mouth.
Yeah.
And he quoted a scripture that says, "Kufa na kuhanya," death and life is in the power of the the mouth. Tongue.
Yeah.
You know? So it means that in our tlamuleri responsibility mashakamina to speak the word of the living God.
And one thing that I like, Tate Mashake,
yes,
we waste a lot of time speaking about people and things.
Okay.
Meanwhile, these people and things, they will get worried about what we speak about. They call us backbiters or whatsoever.
All right.
But we fail to understand that if we speak about the word of God, God will never come worried against us that we spoke about him.
All right.
Even if I can speak about that. God for the whole day,
yeah,
there won't be a problem of God coming to me saying, but why did you speak about me the whole week?
I hear you.
Speak every minute about God, and he is never concerned that I speak. Actually, he is happy that I speak his word out rather than speaking other people's word out.
Now, God does not get worried when we talk about his word, scriptures. He loves that. When you see, even salvation is attained or can be found when the word of God is being preached.
It is very true. The Bible is very clear and explicit about that, salvation comes by hearing.
Not hearing what
people are speaking about, not hearing the nonsense that people are talking about all the time, but hearing the word of God.
It means we must hear.
And we must not get tired hearing the word of God.
All right. It must not tire us.
We rather get tired listening to music or listening to TV or other things. But the word of God we must never get tired to listen. We must keep thirsting it. We must keep having hunger to listen to it so that it keeps talking to us all the time. Because when the Lord speaks there,
yeah,
he speaks power into us.
All right.
He speaks life into me.
Hallelujah.
He speaks progress into me. Everything that he speaks is what will happen to me, because we are speaking about God of all impossibilities here, who whenever he speaks, everything changes. And he said, let there be light, and there was darkness and everything, but things changed.
When God speaks, everything changes. He says, let there be light, and there was light. Moving forward, the power and the importance of reading scriptures. The servant of the Lord is still with me.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
He first loved us. Intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. A big thank you as we continue with the show tonight. The music that we have played, or we are still playing, of course. Yo! We played Thembi Nkosi saying Ulondoloza Umhlaba, because he is the keeper of every one of us. Be grateful to know that you are saved and you are totally blessed. Blessed coming in and blessed going out in your life. These are the things that we need to experience. Jesus Christ, the one that we serve, that we are grateful of, is the Prince of Peace. Now, being the Prince of Peace, he keeps us from falling. And he presents us always before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Yeah, yeah. Now, being grateful to the Lord, you see God being so kind, being so good to you, right? And appreciate the fact that He will never let you down. Never, never. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, let's hear the final discussion on intimate moments with the servant of the Lord, Mfundisi Baloji. To take us there, let's play this song by Nathi Sithole, Wamuhle Jesu. Indeed, Xikwembu xa hina, it's a beautiful God.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Well, tonight we have learned a lot about the living Word of God. However, the servant of the Lord is still with me in the studio, and I'm very, very excited to have him in the studio. Professor Elijah Baloi, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks, and He says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." I want us to start there. Yes. Prof?
Thank you so much. We all know that our bodies want something to nourish them so that we can live a holy life. And normally we'll be speaking about bread to eat so that we can have something in our bodies. But here, when Jesus Christ speaks about this bread, He is speaking much of spiritual things. It's about God giving us life from His own word, not from this ordinary bread that we see with our own eyes. But what does this mean? This means that beyond the bread that we eat to nourish our food, our spiritual lives also needs to be nourished. We also need something for our spiritual health, because spiritually, you are unhealthy if you are not eating that which is a spiritual food. Just like you are unhealthy when you are not eating that which is your physical food, then your body starts shrinking or losing weight, or you start getting unhealthy. Because the thing is, when you are given food, it is there to nourish you. That is why sometimes you go to those who work with health. They will tell you this kind of food is not healthy for you. This one is healthy for you. Then they even prescribe the kind of the diet that you must have so that you can keep your healthy bodies. Same applies to the spiritual being inside of us. They need to be nourished, but this is no longer about the bread that we see. It's no longer about the food that we can see physically. But it's about spiritual food that comes from the Word of God. Because the Word of God in its own, when it is read, when it is preached, something comes out that is powerful to can help our lives to move on. That is why salvation, it's coming out of the preaching of the Word of God. Because when the Word of God is taught to us, it does not end being taught like an ordinary lesson in class, but it teaches us spiritually, because it comes with application. When you are taught the Word of God, you are taught something that must become part of your life. And that is why God says, every word that comes from my mouth can be good for your nourishment, for your spiritual life. And you can live very well spiritually. Because there is difference, my listener. Kuna kuhambana.
Living physically well and living spiritually well. These are two different entities which are happening in one person. Me, now, when I am living well physically, people will look at me from outside and say, you are well, you look fresh and all those things. But the human being from inside, my inner being, my spiritual being, needs the word of God that will keep it moving, because it lives out of the word of God. It is that word alone that can make it work, that can make it grow. Hence, First Peter chapter 2, verse number 2, indicates that this is like a spiritual milk. From it, when we crave it, we start eating it and then we grow. Because he is treating us like a small babies who cannot eat hard food. And then the hard food, it's like we avoid eating those things that can make our stomach cramps. But we eat small, you know, very small food that can make us healthy. And this is the word of God. Mm. So that we can grow in it. So that we can become spiritually bold. We can become spiritual fighters and so on.
Spiritual bold. Spiritual matured, and handle each and every situation that comes our way.
Yes.
I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord, Nkoka Warito. And you see, David says something, Prof. I don't know, in Psalm 119, there is something very interesting there.
Yes,
let us
read it for ourselves. Psalm 19 from verse 1 to verse number 11. It says, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. This is what we have to underline. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, and that I might not sin against you. So you see the other work of the word in that image again. The word of God protects us from sinning against the Lord. Because when you have it as a guideline, it shows you where the red lines are. It shows you where the barrier lines are. It means you don't cross because you have got the word of God, which tells you this is a no-go zone area. This is not what you are supposed to do, but this is what you are supposed to do. And I'm happy because David here was singing this song indicating how happy he is to live with the word of God inside of him. Because you need to be happy with the word of God. That is why you will want to keep it to yourself. That is why you will want it to be a light in your ways. That's why you will want to make use of it to defeat the enemy whenever he comes to attack you. He's saying, by living according to your word. And how can a young person stay on the path of purity besides living on the word of God? And this just tells me and you that we don't have many options here. But as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, we have the word of God to give us a direction. It means our lives must be governed somewhere by the word of God. And this is a direction which we need to take. The word of God is not only being created for us to read it on a Sunday when we are in the church.
Right.
But we must be reading it every day in our lives. When you wake up in the morning before you start your things,
right,
you start working or going to school,
yeah,
just be with the word of God.
I see.
Before you embark on a journey,
yeah,
just read the word of God. You will see your ways. Your ways will be, you know, they will be open.
I love that. My family, Uri Davida, I have treasured your word in verse number 11 that you have read, Professor. I have treasured your word in my heart that I may not sin against you.
Yeah.
I want you to summarize some of the things that we have learned.
Thank you so
with
much.
Regards to the word of God. I want you to take your time.
Yeah.
Shana hidondeyini with this topic. Why scripture reading so important in our daily lives as Christians?
Thank you so much, Dr. Mashaken, and a listener outside there. Number one, the word of God is not just to be read ordinarily, but we must read it to understand because it gives us wisdom. It also directs our ways. It gives us and it manifests that which God promised to us, because when you read the word of God, it is opened for you. Two, we must be able to protect the word of God inside ourselves. We have got that responsibility to make sure the word of God stays in us. It does not get out. It is me and you who must make a decision to say, this word of God must work for me. And that is how the word of God will dwell within us. Maybe number last, we are learning that the word of God must be a light and it must be a weapon. You know, we read all the metaphors, how the word of God has been explained in the Bible. And those are the metaphors which we should apply in our own lives. Don't get to a battle without your word, with the word of God. Get to the battle with the word of God. Sometimes you don't need to answer, but God will answer for you.
You get to the battle using the word of God. You don't have to answer. Shikwembu will answer for you.
Yeah.
A word of prayer, servant of the Lord, after this powerful preaching.
Thank you so much. Let us pray, a listener outside there. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for your word that it's continuing to speak to us. The word that is a hammer. The word that is fire. The word that is double-edged sword. The word that has got power to can consume and to finish everything that is not wanted. Yes, we want to fight all the enemy, but we must use your word instead of using any other thing else. Help us to keep your word inside of us so that we can live longer and live to sustain whatever you made in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Professor Elijah Baloyi, tonight, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mashaken, and thank you so much, our listeners outside there. Let us live in the word, and then we will see how God manifests himself to us.
That's it, my family. Thank you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
And much appreciated to the servant of the Lord, Mfundisi Baloyi, for teaching us. It's a series. We will continue with that next week as well. Meaning that we need the word of God into our lives to can make wise decisions. That's why the entrance of thy words gives light. It brings understanding unto the simple. We need the word of God to make things okay and be able to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have heard tonight. That should make you to be grateful to the Lord. Grateful to what he says. Let me read this verse. Of course, I was quoting it in the book of Jude 24. Jude 24 speaks about something very, very interesting into our lives. Now, Jude does not have chapters. It's only verses next to Revelation. In Jude 24, it says here, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior,
who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. We have come to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the servant of the Lord one more time, Professor Elijah Baloyi. And thank you to you as well, my family, wherever you are. Blessings to you. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. Thank you for listening indeed.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.